الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Know all of you, all those of you who have been in Haram, went for Hajj or Umrah, can imagine, can feel abundance Noor of Allah coming down, abundance Rahmat of Allah coming down. Can you, those who have visited that place, can in their mind imagine that place? One being there, no matter how sinful that person is, how dead his heart is, but the rahmat of Allah, the noor of Allah is falling, it falls there in so abundance that even a dead heart feels it. The most sinful heart feels it. And it cannot resist but to worship there. No matter how sinful a person is, how away from deen this person is, when he gets to Haram, when he gets to Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabawi, you will see him offering salah all day, all night long. He is reciting Quran, he is making dua. A very, very known person to me, a relative of mine, not very close to deen, and very far, far away from deen. Once we were both in Hajj, so we were in Medina. So I got up at night and I prepared myself and I went to Masjid Nabawi so I can get place in Riyadh al-Jannah. It was like middle of the night, 2 in the morning. And as soon as I went there, I saw him before me standing in Riyadh al-Jannah. It's been so many years this happened, but I still remember it. That place has so much noor, so much rahmat, so much barakat, then even the most dead-hearted person becomes alive. Why am I telling you this? Is the same way the place has a lot of barakat, noor and rahmat. Similarly, a period of time also have that, and that period of time is called Ramadan. Even if a little bit life is left in one's heart, if little bit eye of one's heart is still open, he can easily feel Allahu Akbar, easily feel the noor of Allah is descending, the doors of Jannat are opened, The angels are calling out, Ya Baghi al Khair. Those who are in need of Jannat, in need of Khair, now run. Noor is falling down. Rahmat is opened up. But my dear brothers and sisters, the most unfortunate one is going to be the one who doesn't get to earn Jannat even in this time of period, in this period of time. He's going to be the most unfortunate person if he is still wasting this time. Door of Allah is open. Allah is out there to give. Allah is out there to forgive. Allah is out there to give us iman, give us amal, give us akhlaq. Allah is out there to put us on the right track. So what I want to share today, that is one thing. Second thing is, my dear brothers and sisters, that we all have used computers in our lives. So computer, when you use for a long time and you surf and you download stuff and you download apps, So sometimes it catches viruses. It catches viruses when you use it for a long time. And the more virus it catches, the slower the computer gets. A time comes that it is really hard for you to use the computer. It gets really hard to get your tasks done. It is totally slowed down. So what a person does at that time when the computer is totally not working, is not able to fulfill his tasks. So what does he do? There is an option in the computer. What is that option? Factory reset. That a person goes into the settings and he factory reset the computer. And it brings back that computer to the original state. You delete everything you had done and you start a new start. You begin with a new start. And now the computer is really fast. All the viruses are gone. All the slowness of the computer is gone. It's working very fast. All the tasks are getting done quickly. So my dear brothers and sisters, you know, this very life that we are living, it can never be, there is no way we can compare it to that life we are going to live in Jannat. The life in Jannat is far beyond imagination. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. It can never be imagined. In one hadith it comes, أَلَا إِنَّ الْخَيْرَ بِحَذَافِرِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whatever goodness you can imagine with all its treasures lies in Jannat. بِحَذَافِرِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is one thing in this very life which doesn't exist in the life in Jannah. That factory reset button. The factory reset button is missing. It is only here in this dunya. In this very life. We all have it. So that's why the month of Ramadan has come. To put hit that factory reset button. All year long, we have been looking to the stuff you are not supposed to look to. We have been listening to the stuff you are not supposed to listen to. We have been saying so many things we are not supposed to say. We have been storing all these viruses in our hearts. Now it is the time to reset. That's why the system has been slowed down. I cannot get up for Fajr. I cannot recite Quran. I cannot, when haram comes in front of my eyes, I cannot lower my gaze. I cannot, because the virus is there. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the time to reset. Like one alim, he gave a good example. He said, that person who has cancer, who has blood cancer, no matter how many vitamins he takes, how healthy food he eats, how organic food he eats, he is still not going to get healthy, because his blood has a cancer. So in order for him to improve in his health, he has to get rid of that cancer first. So that's why in today's khutbah, in today's bayan, I want to request from everyone, let's make sincere tawbah in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Let's reset our ta'alluq, our connection with Allah, and our connection with the makhluk of Allah. How can we reset the ta'alluq, the connection that we have with Allah? That's very easy. That we can, in our hearts, say these words. O Allah, whatever you know about us, whatever wrong we have done and you know from us, please forgive all of that. Please forgive all of that. And we make firm intention in our hearts that we are not going to repeat whatever we have done again, inshallah. This firm intention, this will This will put the stamp on our tawbah. This niyat, this irada, this intention of not repeating it again. And it is very easy. You know, whatever sin you want to get rid of, just don't do it in the month of Ramadan. That's it. Just don't do it in the month of Ramadan. And then throughout the year, you will not be able to do it. It will get deleted from your life totally. And it's very easy to delete right now. It's very easy to clean the mess we have created in our lives right now. It's very easy. You know, a lot of mashayikh, they say, people come to them after Ramadan and they say, I'm misusing my eyes, I'm misusing my hand, I'm misusing my heart, my misusing my tongue. So they tell them, oh, subhanallah, you could have come 2-3 days before the month of Ramadan and I would have told you everything, and it would have been really easy to clean this all up in the month of Ramadan. Now you have to wait throughout one whole year to get another opportunity. We have the opportunity right now to clean everything up, to build ourselves up, to develop ourselves spiritually. So one is that we clean up our connection with Allah by making sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah. And second thing is that we should clean our hearts from the makhluk of Allah, from the creation of Allah. That whomever we have wronged, we should go and seek forgiveness from them. Whomever we have backbited, we should go and seek forgiveness from them. And especially, I'll give another talk later on about this, that in this month of Ramadan, the greatest thing we need to be really aware of and really protective of is backbiting. Nobody watches anything haram in this month. People stay away from that. Nobody listens to haram. But my dear brothers and sisters, this backbiting, you know, forgetfully we do it. We are not even aware that we are backbiting and we are backbiting. Just don't mention anyone in any way. That's it. Just don't mention anyone. Allahu Akbar. Protect our tongues. You know. Inshallah, some other time we'll talk about this backbiting. But this is what it is. That we should clean our connection with the makhluk of Allah. Whoever has wronged us, we forgive him. Should not hold any grudge in our hearts from anyone. I forgive everyone. That one sahabi who was really old. And for 3 consecutive days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to sahaba, a jannati is about to enter into the masjid. A jannati is about to enter into the masjid. A jannati is about to enter into the masjid. So this sahabi goes and he stays with him in his house to see what kind of great amal he is doing. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this very life giving him the glad tidings of jannat. He goes and he sees he is sleeping all night long, not doing anything. He was not even offering tahajjud the way other sahaba normally offer. In those times, tahajjud was a norm. Everybody offers tahajjud. It's nothing exceptional. But his sahabi is not even offering tahajjud, sleeping all night long. But what great amal he has, that he says, I am not holding any grudge from anyone. I have no grudge at all from anyone. No bad feeling for anyone. If this person is rich, I have no problem from his riches. If this person is handsome, he has beauty, I have no problem. He has this status, I have no problem. I have no jealousy. I have no grudge in my heart. Clean our hearts in the month of Ramadan. So this is one request. And inshallah, one thing I want to share, the last thing I want to share, is that in the month of Ramadan, the rahmat of Allah, the first ashra, the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan is the rahmat of Allah. The mercy of Allah. The mercy you will experience in this, you cannot experience at any time. And the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan is the maghfirat of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. And in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees so many people from the fire of Jahannam. Itqum minan nar. freedom from the hellfire. So inshallah, we take full advantage of this month of Ramadan and by resetting ourselves. This is the time to reset. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalam.